take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, April 13th, 2026 edition. Want to remind you that Missy has extended the $500 discount off of her fat burning program for my radio family, my listeners. It'll go through this coming Friday. Before she comes on the show at 11 o'clock, if you would like to get a hold of her, set up a free conversation, have a talk with Missy directly, tell her about yourself, what's going on in your life, you can give her a call, schedule a call. The phone number to her office to do that is 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. She is calling her spring shape-up sale. Warm weather will be coming. Shorts, bathing suits, all of that will be coming. And Missy says that you need to take advantage of this. Once this sale is over on Friday, normal prices will be going back. So definitely give her a call and set up a phone conversation. One thing that you have to understand that this is a process that you will go through for only 30 to 40 days, maybe 50 if you have a lot to lose. You can have this all done, folks, in the remaining days of April and May, be good to go for June 1st. So again, give her a call, 269-964-4044. Tell her Trucker Randy sent you. We're going to talk about two Republican governor candidates as we're getting ready for them to submit their signatures a week from tomorrow. Next Tuesday, April 21st, is the deadline for the petition sheets to be turned in. Well, one of the governor candidates, Ralph Rebant, acknowledging that he could not unilaterally change the Michigan citizen-approved ban on abortion, which was adopted back in 2022. However, Ralph Rebend did say he could go after legislation to nibble around the edges. Rebend, who is a pastor, was on Little Timmy Skubik's show Off the Record on Friday, discussing Michigan and Proposal 3's ballot proposal, which passed by an overwhelming margin. No, it wasn't really that overwhelming, but it was a majority. Well, the issue of abortion in the state, according to Ralph Rebant, claims that there were many voices that were not heard. There are 1.6 million conservative voters of all stripes who don't vote, Pastor Ralph Rebant said. Candidate for governor, I'm not convinced that everybody who holds my position on abortion even came out to vote in 2022. Rebant said there's a strong, large pro-life camp out there, and that Rebant would do his best to use his voice to try to undo the reproduction for all that the constitutional amendments gave to our state back in 2022. Additionally, Reben said there could be some laws passed that could put some restrictions on it. While on the WKAR broadcast, Reben said he would modify that portion of the Michigan Constitution if he could. Reben agrees with other Republican candidates who would like to eliminate the income tax in the state, but said there are other five candidates. The other five candidates should be telling voters that they can't do that all by themselves. Given the choice between eliminating the income tax and property tax cuts, Reben said he'd rather see property tax reform because income taxes were basically aimed at the very wealthy. They're the ones that are going to benefit the most. Reben said he feels the average person in the state of Michigan would get more savings from property tax cuts. Well, the panel asked Reben if he ever voted for a Democrat. Reben revealed that he voted for former President John F. Kennedy. I was young at the time and asked if he was misguided by being young. Reben said, no, I simply voted for people and their principles. I believe if John F. Kennedy was alive today, he'd be a Republican. Well, when asked if he believes Democrats then have principles, Reben quickly returned, that's not what I said. Trying to get him pinned down that Democrats do have principles. Well, Reben's, nah, not going to go down that road. Good for you, Ralph. Well, another candidate on the Republican side getting some attention is the Senate Minority Leader and farmer Eric Nesbitt. Maybe you guys have been seeing some of his TV ads as well. Well, fast talking, because I got a lot of things to do, TV commercial came out for Farm Boy for Governor. Senator Eric Nesbitt released his second TV advertisement on Friday, pitching himself as a farm boy running for governor. He also shared his thoughts on the big spending primary opponent of his, Perry Johnson. Well, the ad has Nesbitt walking and talking fast as he does the chores on his dairy farm, family's farm, there in Paw Paw, Michigan. During the ad, speaking quickly because he's got things to do, Nesbitt said he will eliminate the state property tax. He will stop China from buying farmland in Michigan. He'll get rid of the woke gender nonsense out of our schools, and that he would stand with President Donald Trump to deport every illegal and bring back manufacturing jobs to Michigan. Nesbitt claims that he is the only candidate to have hit all 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Nesbitt said, quote, nobody is going to outwork this farm boy. We have built up good grassroots support, and we will be able to win over the rest of the state over the next few months. Nesbitt said he worked five jobs to pay his way to get a degree from conservative Hillsdale College. where he graduated from with a degree in political science. Nesbitt said he's out there telling voters that he's ready to shake up Lansing. He blames the Democrats for making the state the 10th lowest state when it comes to education. Job creation, population growth, and income. And also made mention of the fact that we are the 11th most violent state in the nation. If elected, Nesbitt said he promises to, quote, take a blowtorch to the bureaucracy in Lansing and to revert more power back to the families. He was asked if he could win the Republican nomination against five other candidates based on polling showing him still in single digits. Well, Nesbitt said, that's exactly why we're running. Also, wanted to make mention of the fact that he raised $3 million for his campaign when he announced last year. Nesbitt said that is good money for a farm boy. Others may call it a drop in the milk can compared to the funding that Perry Johnson was milking. Kind of turning it around on the dairy farmer. Well, turns out Nesbitt has an interesting take on the emergence of Perry Johnson into the field, where he has spent $15 million in advertising in order to capture the attention of everyone else in the six candidate field. Nesbitt quickly pivoted away from the question and said he'd leave any opinion on whether Perry Johnson was trying to buy the nomination. I'm going to leave that up to you, political insiders. Pressed on whether he was shying away from the buying the election question, Nesbitt said, this is why we have primaries. This is why we have elections. I'm going to leave it up to the voters. Got an interesting take on that statement. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this story, Pastor Ralph Rebant, as well as Eric Nesbitt, the two candidates that are out there giving interviews to MERS News Service off the record with little Timmy Skubik on Friday. Eric Nesbitt has raised some money. Not as much, of course, as Perry Johnson is self-funding his campaign. Perry Johnson is outspending everybody. Nesbitt coming in second place with $3 million. Perry Johnson has already spent $15 million here in the first quarter of his campaign. He's being outspent 5-1. And everybody else is not even close to what Eric Nesbitt is spending. But one thing that's really interesting, haven't seen any ads about John James. Have you guys? Local news, local broadcast channels, sporting events, I've not seen one positive PAC ad for John James. And it's kind of interesting because early on, the children, one of the children of the DeVosses, I believe it was Pam and Dan DeVos, committed $5 million to a PAC to support Johnson's campaign for governor. Where are those ads? Now, I know it's early. Here it is, April. We're not going to be voting election day until August 4th. But the absentee ballots go out 45 days early. I believe it's the third week of June. The ballots are going to start going out. 45 days early voting absentee. That's basically just 2.5 months away, almost just 2 months away. Here we are, April the 13th, May, and then the middle of June. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one of the things that we have to look at is the spending levels by Perry Johnson, whether they're going to get even bigger than they have been. That is going to be the question. And is he going to come out with more details on his policies? Well, I'm going to reach out to his campaign and see if I can do another interview with them. We did one March 5th. Now that we're into May or April before the May calendar kicks in, I'd like to do an interview with him regarding his mega, M-E-G-A, audit, where he's talked about auditing every single bureaucratic agency department in Lansing and start off with a zero budget. Go through every single line of spending for these departments and agencies with zero and force them to justify the spending that they need to keep their department operating. If they end up going through the budget and finding waste, fraud, abuse, etc., and can cut the spending, well, guess what? We're going to see. We're going to see exactly where this plays out and which Republican will prevail on the August 4th primary, setting the stage for the November election against Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat nominee, and Mike Duggan, the independent. And by then, November, President Trump and his cabinet are predicting gas prices will be back down in the low $2 range. Past the situation going on in Iran and getting the oil moving again on the world global market, cost of a barrel of oil dropping back down to about 55 to 60 bucks a barrel. Gas should be around 225, possibly 250, if not lower. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. And the people who don't pay attention, don't listen to the show, aren't engaged, roughly about 80% of the voting public, it's all going to be based on who they heard of. Oh, I've heard of that guy. Yeah, I've seen his TV ads. Or I've gotten mailers in the mailbox. Heard radio commercials. I've heard of him, so that's who I'm going to vote for. Well, it's going to take more. You're going to have to talk about your policies, what you're going to do for the people of the state of Michigan. I'll reach out to Eric Nesbitt, see if I can get him on the show and others. Hour number two today, short break, top of the news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy.
She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News.